This is the best corn around.
Jeff Carlin is making an important stop this afternoon at Piney Woods Farm in Deerfield.
They sold out of corn, and it wasn't available until Tuesday, so here I am.
Carlin usually gets his corn at this small farm stand a couple times a week, once it's in season. But this year, it hasn't always been available.
We've had corn now since second week of August, but off and on.
That's Kathy Treem. She owns Piney Woods Farm. Treem says a few factors have made it hard to keep corn coming during the season. Farmers don't plant all their corn at once. They plant some, then more a week or two later, and so on. So they have newly ripe corn coming steadily through August and September. But Treem says rain disrupted the plan this year, so the corn wasn't planted at the right intervals. Rain also washes away pesticide, exposing the plants to the corn borer, a moth whose larva eats through the ears and stalks. Then, there have been those chilly nights this August.
So, nights being cold, corn doesn't ripen.
Now, there is still a lot of corn available in New Hampshire this season. It's just that once corn is known to be in season, demand is extremely high. The variety of corn grown on 3 acres of Piney Woods Farm, called Super Sweet, is especially popular, says Treem's daughter, Mary Clattenburg.
People love this variety, so they don't buy usually 6 at a time. They've been buying dozens at a time. So, you know, we can't keep up.
She says people go heavy on corn when it's around, enjoying it fresh and local while they can. Of course, this demand for corn is good for farmers, but Treem says it's especially vital to roadside farm stands like this one.
If you don't have corn, you don't sell the rest of the stuff. Corn is number one. They buy corn, then they say, oh, maybe I'll get this or that. But if you see a sign, no corn, they just drive by and leave.
Luckily, this afternoon there seems to be enough corn at the stand as locals and summer residents stop by for 3 ears, 6 ears, 12, all the corn they can get. For NHPR, I'm Michael Samuels.